When I first encountered the, you know, the teachings about speech, we had a big discussion over three jewels about that, and I was really troubled by it, you know, and that's what immediately struck me is there any place for kind of like small talk, social Uber kind of speech? So like, and I said, well, for example, I go up to the market and there's a guy who's a fellow Giants fan, and he wears his hat and he's back there doing a meeting or whatever he's doing, and I go up and we order and we talk about the sports and stuff. I said, that's kind of like idle talk, right? Can you only talk about, you know, so.
Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, there's that reality of, you know, when, say, when I go down to the work site and talk with our contractors, I mean, I don't talk about, I mean, if they ask me, I talk about some, you know, about Dhamma themes, but, you know, in order to have social. But it's actually by having a certain kind of demeanor and certain values that are obviously expressed in how and in what I'm doing and how I'm being, then they tend to engage me in quite a wholesome way, except for Big Steve. Although he's probably incredibly restrained here.
I have one story about the workers, though. I was down there one morning, and one of them was kind of in a bad mood. And I was like, "What's wrong with Jason?" And he's like, "Oh, he's lost a lot of money in the lottery last night." And then Ajahn Pasa came over and started talking. I said, "Oh, Ajahn Pasa, Jason's interested in meditation because he heard that you can get lottery numbers." All the workers were like, "What?" I had to do something. I came back about 20 minutes later, and they were still talking about meditation.
Ha ha ha.